I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. And as for fortune, and as for fame, I never invited them in. Though it seemed to the world they were all solutions they promised to be. The answer was here all the time. I love you and hope you love me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. I kept my promise. Don't keep your distance. Have I said too much? There's nothing more I can think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true.
A fan of hers, but don't cry for me, Argentina. Argentina, at the turn of the century, was a major, major powerhouse country. And then, of course, they went to socialism and all that. And look where they are today. They're down there like Venezuela and all these other places in the world. So, anyway, you still there?
Oh, yes, I'm still here, Ralph.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to finish up real quick there about global warming there for the doctor and all these other people who are out there listening, okay? Right, like I said, 120 years ago, Ralph, they were growing oranges and grapefruits in South Carolina. And on Myrtle Beach, if anybody ever watches the Golf Station and stuff like that, I mean, you'll see they have alligators. They have they have crocodiles. They have crocodiles right there on and alligators at South Carolina. So what happens is, over the years, the frost line has been moving south, right, to the point where there's a whole county in Florida. People, you can check it out. You can back check this if you want. And it's called Citrus County, where they used to grow all that stuff. The frost line went right through there. They cannot grow oranges and grapefruits in Citrus County. The frost line has gone 20 miles south of Tampa. That's the only place now that's left to grow oranges and grapefruits in Florida. So, I mean, I don't have to have a computer module and different things like that. All I need is Mother Nature, Ralph, okay? What is Mother Nature telling us? It's telling us that the Earth is getting colder, right? We're not into global warming. We're into global cooling. And then one of these days when you wake up, you're going to find out that July, it's going to probably be about 34, 35 out. right? Because the ice age is coming back. But people don't want to believe that.
The world has been changing temperatures all the time. And when you watch that one movie, you will go through all that with all the sunspots and the cloud cover.
Yes,
based on science, and they can prove it by taking all of the core samples of ice and stuff. They can prove this stuff. But nobody's interested.
No, they're not. Because there's no money in it. If they can convince us about global warming, right? You know what they're going to do? Hey, Doc, when you go out there and fry a hamburger or something like that on your grill, I'm telling you what, it's going to probably cost you $30 for the gas just to cook one hamburger and probably a hot dog. That's what they're after, Ralph. They're after the money. They're after the carbon tax. That's what they want.
That stupid movie that Al Gore put out.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think. What was the name of that dang thing? I can't think of the name of it. Anyway, he's showing pollution. One of the things is pollution. And one of the things he's showing is a cooling tower. Now, most people probably have no idea what a cooling tower is in a power plant. But when you make steam, you got to put the stuff back so that you can use it again for steam to turn the turbine, right? So they have cooling towers. And in those cooling towers, in the water that they actually put, it's amazing, they use hydrogen sulfide and acid. I'm sorry, sulfuric acid. And that stuff is so dangerous, you have to get around and wear protection suits because it's a super high, up around 95 or something percent. I mean, the vapor just will do you. But that's just what, that's the steam. That's the steam coming off. That's the water vapor coming off, cooling the water so they can use it again. And he showed all of that coming out as though it's pollution. Right. What a crock. I mean, it's just, I don't know. This irritates the hell out of me when I see this stuff. I recognize that. It says, you got to be kidding me. That's pollution. That's water vapor, you dumb twit.
Yeah, let me talk to you about Gore and his pollution. Down in Tennessee, he owns some zinc mines. His father used to own them. Now he owns them. And basically what they do, they were taking all the excess after they get the zinc. They dumped all that crap back in the river. The news media, the fake news, they never told us about that. They were polluting that water. But the other thing, real quick, because I know you get another call there, because I can hear it beeping. Remember now they were talking about, like all the ice is melting in the North Pole and the ice. Well, what they do, Ralph, I'm sure you're very well aware of this. What they do is they go to the North Pole there in June, July, and August when it's very, very hot. And what happens? The ice melts, right? It melts all over. They see it crashing. Oh, my God, right? And then the other one was, remember the polar bears? We're down to 7,000 polar bears because of global warming. Well, they must love a lot of heat because now they're up to 27,000. So they must be, procreating some way or other. But they're up to 27,000 now, Ralph. It's all baloney. And anybody that believes in global warming or climate change and stuff like that, I don't know. I think they got a couple screws that are loose. I'm going to let you go, Ralph, because I know you got somebody else that's been trying to. All right, take care.
Okay.
All right, take care, Ralph.
The facts. I mean, I worked at Prudhoe Bay. One thing I'll tell you is polar bears are dangerous because when they had areas where there was a polar bear, they had somebody out there armed to go with you. Those are dangerous little buggers. You don't want to be out there because they might take a bite out of you. I only saw one the whole time I was at Prudhoe Bay. I didn't work around an area. Most of my work was doing communications work. And then another one, it's just another lie. It's like Prudhoe Bay, it's got 6 months of darkness. That is a crock of smoke and mirrors lies. That is not true. Yeah, the sun goes down for, I don't know, 2.5, 3 months, something like that. But it's right below the horizon. It's like a super bright dawn. And everything is white. You will see some of the most brilliant sunrises and sunsets with clouds and stuff because of everything is at such a low angle. amazing. But that's another thing. Yeah, okay, the sun doesn't come up, but it's not dark. Sheesh. It's just, I don't know. It's just, it's very frustrating how we get into this, and these people won't touch this stuff. It's just like this George Floyd nonsense. He did not die from what that cop did. That's a fact. The autopsy said so. The official autopsy. There was nothing wrong. That cop, he died of, he had three times the overdose of drugs in his system. Of fentanyl. That's dangerous stuff, I guess. And he had methamphetamines. And the autopsy guy finally came out and said, well, you know, if the cop hadn't been involved, he would have died. We'd have put it down as an overdose. Oh, but because the cop was there and he had his foot on his neck because the guy wouldn't stay in the car and he's calling for his mama and acting all crazy because he's all super high on drugs, and he, we'll have a funeral down there and all these people come and, oh my God, this is our savior. And we're going to have him pulled in a horse-drawn white carriage. He died of a drug overdose. And that's a fact. And I got the autopsy report on my homepage. That's a fact. But we don't want to talk about facts. We just go along with, oh, well, you know, it's a George Floyd. These guys rush to judgment with no facts. And if we could just find one cop that's white doing something to somebody that's black that might be questionable. Oh, my God, let's go out and rape, pillage, and burn. Right. I tell you what, if I had a business in some of these cities, I would be there and I would be protecting my property and we would have a problem. I guarantee you. They'd be looking at somebody else's property. I just like Milwaukee, they get around and the city council called in the police chief and the crime rate's going up. We got around reducing the number of cops and the crime rate's going up. What's going on here? Duh. Are these people? I am telling you unequivocally. If you wanted to destroy these cities, they're going about it. And cause an uproar. This is one of the little clues that they do, the Bolsheviks do. You get all kinds of civil unrest with lies. Oh, my God, they're hunting the blacks. Yeah, right. This just unbelievable lies. And these people, some of these people believe it. Of course, then what we do is in Baltimore, we go to the minority areas and we spend billions of dollars, and nobody can pass a math and reading test, and we keep them stupid. That's right. Let's keep them stupid, because then they're malleable. They're easy to control. They're like the slaves on the plantation. You keep them stupid. Then we can promise them stuff. Oh, my God, we'll get free this, free that. We've got to get charter schools. We've got to get schools, and Trump's working in that direction. I tell you, we've got to get Trump. I don't know what to say, but people need to get out and vote and get your neighbors educated. Vote. You may say, well, it's not going to count, but I'm telling you what, you don't win sitting on the bench. And that's a fact. I'm going to talk a little bit about Sidney Powell and General Flynn. I can't believe, I think they're having oral arguments at the end of the month here. I'm going to get those recorded. I've got those briefs, but I haven't got my home page. This is all nonsense. The government, the U.S., actually it's the U.S. of A, the way they do it. See, people don't understand. There is a country called United States of America, and within that country, there is a government within the several states called the Government of the United States. The country of the United States of America set up, it's not gone away. There is another jurisdiction sitting within it. It's like a city sitting within a state. And it's called the government of the United States. It's right in the Constitution of the United States. It didn't say it's setting up another country. It said it's setting up a government of the United States. And the parties to it are these several states, which are sovereign countries. They have their own laws, their own constitution. They used to. They don't anymore. Because in 1935, it started after the Civil War, but actually started a little bit before the Civil War. But they changed everybody's status. And a citizen of the United States, everybody thinks they're a citizen of the United States. Really. The question becomes, does a citizen of the United States have the right of the elective franchise, the right of suffrage, to elect what type of government? And the answer is an unequivocal no. A citizen of the United States has no political rights. That's a scary thought. And everybody thinks they are, and we have had our republic overthrown by these corrupt congressmen and lawyers, especially lawyers that are congressmen or senators, probably a better way to put it. So who is controlling the government? I have 110 cases documented. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. And that's an exact quote. Well, who in hell is the United States of America? That's Congress. Can we prove it? Oh, yeah. Because you go back, see, that's one nice thing about Westlaw. When we started off our republic, we had the government of the United States. Who do you think would be the real party of interest in a lawsuit? United States, you think? Of course. It worked good up till 1913. From 1789 to 1913, it worked really great. Just the United States is the real party of interest. Because I said, well, wait a minute, if we got United States of America as a sovereign body politic, what happened to all those court cases that said that the sovereignty is in the people? We, the people. And we do a limited delegation of power by and through the constitutions of the several states and the Constitution of the United States. Something changed. Did we have an amendment? I don't know. I do. Took me a while to find it. I mean, the facts to prove it, because I went in and I said, when did United States of America start showing up? Started in 1913. Well, what happened in 1913? Did we have an amendment? Was the government overthrown? Oh, I go in and I look. Guess what happened in 1913? We have the 17th Amendment. Yeah, the 17th Amendment. And I just stumbled across this other part while I was, because I'm always got my eyes open. I mean, it just, the stuff just comes. I don't know how I can't explain how it comes, but it do. But I was working on something else, and I came across this case. Adams versus Clinton, 90F.SUPP2D35, F.SUPP2D35, it's 90. It's a 2000 case. And they talk about the 17th Amendment. And what did they do? You see, in the Constitution of the United States, Article 1, Section 2, House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states. People of the several states. So what happened in the 17th Amendment? Now, the legislatures of the several states used to elect the senators. So what did they do? they left out the word several, each state in the 17th Amendment. They couldn't have several in there. Why? Because all you got to understand the logic and then be able to prove it. Because the people of the several states through the House of Representatives, which is still there, but they changed the 17th Amendment. So then what happened? There are only two parties to the Constitution. The people of the several states and the several states. That's it. The people of the several states elect the House of Representatives. The legislatures of the several states elect the senators. Only two parties. This is the 10th Amendment. What would happen to a constitution if nobody's home? The people of the several states, they don't vote no more. Because we all say, oh, I'm a citizen of the United States. Because under the National Voter Registration Act, it's only for federal offices, which is what it says. Every state says they use it. Go in and check it out. There are no elections for public officers of the several states, which would be a citizen of Alaska, a citizen of New York, a citizen of Texas, a citizen of Minnesota. There's no elections for them. There's no party to the Constitution of the United States and the Bill of Rights and the 12 organic amendments. There's two constitutions in the Constitution of the United States. That's right. Can we prove it? Yep. Go look at the 13th. It's only for citizens of the United States. And at the end, it says it's an article. That didn't say it's an amendment. And it says Congress can legislate. How can you have an amendment where Congress can legislate? Duh. We got the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. And then there is, it was challenged. The National Voter Registration Act was filed, challenged in court. And it says the 14th Amendment trumps the 10th. If you're a 14th Amendment citizen of the United States, the 10th Amendment is irrelevant. If the 10th Amendment is irrelevant, that means the Constitution, the Bill of Rights 1 through 12 are nothing. They print this stuff. If you can grasp the concept. So if you want to take on, the Supreme Court said, the character of a citizen of the United States, just like you can take on the character of a dog catcher, you can take on the character of a tenant, take on the character of a landlord and go to court. It's character. That doesn't mean that you lose your status. What is a citizen of the several states? Number one, you have natural rights. That's the inalienable rights from the Creator, Declaration of Independence. Number two, you have civil rights. And that's in the Constitution. You have the same rights all across. It's in the Constitution, privileges and immunities. So if I own land in one of the other several states, I can go sue over there. And the third thing, you have to have political rights. Nobody ever talks about political rights. Never. The only time they talk about it is they take away your right to vote if you go to the pokey. Is the right to vote political rights? No. The right to vote, all Congress can do is when I go to vote down here, and if I'm going to be due November 3rd, there can't be no white supremacists, there can't be no Black Lives Matter, there can't be no Antifa, there can't be any whatever flavor of the month is outside keeping me from entering the building. That's all the right to vote is. And there is a law thing on it. The only person that is entitled to vote for political rights is a citizen of one of the several states once you enter the building. Right of suffrage, right of the elective franchise. Supreme Court prints this stuff. Don't hide it, except it's older. And, of course, nobody wants to look at facts. Because we don't do facts no more. It's all political nonsense. We are in the world. The Lucifer and his minions are having one hell of a damn time in this country. People have abandoned Christianity. They've abandoned the family. They've abandoned morals. Can't have a republic. Not the kind we got. Based on nothing. Based on benefits. Based on lies. The father of all liars is who? The devil. Bible said so. They just lie, 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 lie. COVID-19 is a lie. There are several remedies for COVID-19, just like that one doctor played it. In 30 days, it'd be over. There's nebulizers that work. Nobody wants to talk about it. We'll talk about a vaccine. How about what our creator gave us? Look what Sweden's doing. Herd immunity. Natural immunity, and then we take different things like this doctor. I doubt that vitamin C will probably help. You can take zinc as helps. Why don't we have the? Why would you put a country through this? Because you want to bring our economy down, and then what is more amazing is this doctor that came out on from China, got out of Hong Kong. She was on Tucker Carlson. Did China manufacture the COVID-19, yes. Did China knowingly, intentionally release it? Yes. Oh, my God, we can't believe that. How about the fact that we not remember when Wuhan was all locked down and you couldn't do anything, but I could go to the airport, international airport, and fly anywhere in the world? Now, what do you think the Chinese were up to? If I can't go anywhere in the damn town, but I can go in an airplane and fly to America, to Europe, what do you think? You think they might be intentionally trying to get something going to screw up the economy of the world? I think so. You'd have to be dumber than a rock not to put two and two together. And then they tried to discredit this girl. She's at great risk. They'll probably banish her. So all of a sudden she'll be gone. That's what usually happens to these people that come out and tell the real truth that is so devastating. I believe her. Absolutely. Because of what happened. They put people on airplanes that could leave China, but you couldn't go next door in China. And then we got Fauci. They give $3.7 million or $3.2 million to Wuhan against the law, and he did it. And he's a liar. I don't remember the name of the doctor that worked with him. I'm going to have that on my homepage, too. And she comes right out and says that he is killing people. And a Dr. Risch, he was on, that's on my homepage. Mark Levin interviewed him. Well-renowned. He said, we have a remedy, but we're not using it. And he said Fauci is killing people. What kind of person can you be that you allow thousands of people to die? You'll lie to them about these masks that don't do a damn thing. It's like a mosquito and chicken wire. Not going to stop a damn thing. Not going to get up.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. James in Alaska, if you want to call back in, I didn't see you. David in San Francisco, I get wound up and I don't look at the screen here. You got a question or comment?
Well, yeah. How do you do, Ralph? Yeah, it's funny. I heard you talking about servicing those oil sites up in Alaska, and they wanted their dishes swept. And when you, the first thing I thought of when you were asking what piece of equipment is most important up there, I was thinking the coffee machine.
Well, no, it's actually the TV.
You know, it's funny. I was reading an old
great big monstrous, grubby big antenna dishes, and unbelievably large.
Bigger than in the old days, they were, what, about 10 feet in diameter?
Probably more. That's, that was back, I worked there from 1980 to 1985, so that's long, long time ago.
Oh, I know. Yeah, a friend of mine actually made a took one of those things, and he lined it with something similar to aluminum foil, and he turned it into a solar cooker. And that thing was so, he put it at the right focus point, and that thing would burn a hot dog in about 10 seconds. And so I've always thought of, man, if they could create solar cookers so easy with a thing like that. Hey, well, you know, the real reason I called, as you're probably aware, Social Security is being starved right now. This is now the third week that people have not had to pay into the what Trump calls the payroll tax. But it's really the money that it comes out of your paycheck that goes into Social Security. And so the con artists who have been trying to kill Social Security for years came up with a funny name like the payroll tax, which is utter crap. It's our retirement money, and now for 3 weeks straight, that money has been withheld. So they're starving Social Security as we speak. And tomorrow, you know, when all the big news is about the Supreme Court, that'll start into the fourth week where Social Security is being starved. So that's a real important story, and if you get a chance to talk about it more, I'd sure appreciate it. You know, the Senate has had a chance to vote on a whole lot of issues about what's going on during this this pandemic time, and they have not done doodly squat. And when they start getting around to actually giving us stimulus money or allowing us to do stuff with our own money, you know, the taxes that we pool on April 15th, that's our money. And the senators are our employees. And Trump is our employee. And he shouldn't be sitting on the toilet 8 hours a day tweeting. He should be working for our benefit. He's actually one of the laziest guys that we've ever had for president. And when you start looking at...
Whoa. Just stop right there. You think Trump is one of the laziest guys that we've ever had for... You got to be kidding me. Are you serious?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you look at his whole policy on this epidemic. He knew with the Bob Woodward tapes, he knew in late January that this thing didn't kill you at the rate of 0.01 like the most deadly flu. He said in his own voice, it kills you at the rate of 5%, which is 50 times worse. It's 500.
So full of nonsense. That's the end of that. We're not going to allow that type of nonsense. That is so. You're not going to take any time on my show, Lion. That just makes me pissed. You're a troll. Go vote for a Democrat. Let's see. You're out of. Where was he out of? San Francisco. Oh my God! I should have known. So, a Pelosi fan. Yay! I'm all for San Francisco. I love those drug addicts down there. I think they ought to be camping out everywhere, passing out the drugs. Let's make it a fourth world country in San Francisco. California, these idiots out in California, just what is wrong with these people? The part that bothers me is the ones that are moving out of California, New York, and other than going to Texas, just like when the California went to Montana. They move out, they baked it so bad, it's like soiling in your own bed, and then they go to Montana and they're going to Texas and place, and they want to vote the same damn way that they just came from. Are they like stupid or what? I don't know. I can tell you unequivocally, if you're a Democrat, I don't want anything to do with you. And if you're a Republican, I'm least going to listen to you. Just unbelievable. Claudia in Oregon, question or comment?
Yes, I have a suggestion, Ralph. I've never called in before, but I do really, really appreciate what you're doing and that you don't compromise on truth and that you're not afraid to say the truth. But I had one suggestion. I think you're having one of the same problems I'm having, talking to people in liberal land. I think we need to showcase all the things that Trump has done. The last person that talked probably doesn't know that Trump is lucky if he gets 3 hours of sleep a night, that the stupid people like me out here have learned more from this president's tweets than we ever learned in public schools, which are disgusting and should be closed down and stay closed. So I have a lot to say, and I'm very upset, because we do not vote for personalities. We vote for platform. And anybody that can vote to kill babies has no right to call them a Christian or even an American. We are not a civilized society. We are barbarous to the nth. We only compete with North Korea and China and the other ones that chop up babies as they're coming out of their mothers. Shame on people that don't know that. They should know that. So should I stop talking?
No, I agree.
I just get so mad I can't see straight. What on earth are people thinking?
Because
I can tell you what they're thinking. They're thinking about themselves. They should start thinking about the babies. God will not bless America unless we repent. And we have a national prayer day on the 26th, and people better take heed to that, because we are running out of chances as a nation. We will not have a nation. We probably don't have one, but we have a chance to get it back. And yes, it is by knowledge, but it is also people need to know the truth. And boy, if you try to tell them the truth, they sure don't believe in freedom of speech anymore. But I stick to some talking points, and one of them is one you just mentioned. 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, they were done by the Republicans, and the Democrats fought it tooth and nail. Okay, my history. I was raised a Democrat. But when I read the platform, that was it. And that was in my early 30s. So I have been a Republican for 40 years. And guess what? My entire family is now, too. And that's our job. We have a mission field. Start with your families, your neighbors, your city, your nation. We're in Portland. We're getting burned. We have an idiot for a mayor, a criminal, and an idiot criminal for a governor. And our commissioners. And I don't even know if there's time enough to fix it before the second coming.
Well, there
but the Bible says, if my people, that so-called Christians, are called by my name and humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, which means you do not put your pinpoint on a Democratic candidate, that's a good start. Then he says, I will hear from heaven and forgive their sins and heal their land.
Okay,
so I'm going to leave it with...
Hold on. What they need to do is quit cowering and get out there and make their voice heard.
That's what we're all trying to do. But I know what you mean, but they don't have the education. The churches are so busy, if you really want to hear a good perspective on what's wrong with the churches, listen to Jan Markell. You can get her on YouTube. Her program today was absolutely spot right on, and that's the problem. Yes, we should read the Bible. Yes, we should pray. Yes, we should do this and we should do that. But we have to know that by knowledge we are delivered, and for lack of knowledge we are destroyed. That's the Bible. I'm just going to go right down the line with the Bible. That's it.
Let me ask you something. Do you know who Esau was in the Bible?
What?
Esau. Do you know who Esau was in the Bible?
Yeah, I do.
He sold for some porridge and stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's your birthright. When you sell your birthright, you're done.
You're done.
He did.
You're done.
And guess what we are? Our birthright is being a citizen of one of the several states. And when you signed up to be a citizen of the United States, you've stepped over into man's law with no political right, no soul, no nothing. And therein is the root of the problem. And I've tracked it down, and I can damn well prove it. Let me ask you another question.
Okay.
Have you ever watched the movie Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D?
No, but I sure believe what they probably teach.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I think vaccinations are a death sentence.
I have a homepage. It's AlaskaMinuteMan.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got those up on BitChute. And with Just Host tomorrow, I'm going to have both those movies up there for people to watch. Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, and then the one showing how this doctor... Wakefield, I mean, this guy is, he's fought the system, and they tore him all down, took his license and broke him, but he's still fighting.
Good.
And this good. Autism.
Okay, this so that autism, was Alexander, you said? What was the website? I had to get a pen. Can you say that again?
Alaska Minute.
Oh, Alaska.
.com.
Okay. Okay. And
yeah,
one thing I do want to say
on there, videos like I've got the one of the that the Catholic Church knows about these pedophiles. There's one on there about that. Deliver us from evil. That'll just shock the hell out of you. I'm putting these videos out there because BitChute does not censor them like YouTube. So I'm putting them on my home page. These are important videos like this vax. I mean,
Well, can I get mad at someone that just said something on your program, too? It was about Trump, and it was about he should have known this, he should have done that, blah, blah, blah. I want to remind everybody that Trump tried to close the borders, tried to promote hydroxychloroquine, and did everything under the sun, and it was the idiots that didn't know anything or did know. Maybe they did know. Maybe they're, you know, guilty because they did know and tried to kill people by not letting them have these cheap drugs, very inexpensive drugs, very safe drugs. And so when people go around saying things like that, Trump didn't do this, Trump doesn't do that, I get so mad. That man is in the boxing ring by himself, and we should be in there with him helping him.
Well, I saw what he was doing.
If he doesn't like it, he should talk to Trump.
I saw him doing an interview like Fauci and that other gal that come on. He said, I didn't select them. They came with the system. When he stepped in, he's stepping into a cesspool. And these people, he can't totally redo everything. Look what that man has accomplished more in 3 years
than any president since I've been born. I think that people who have said bad things about him need to get on their knees and ask God for forgiveness. That's part of 2 Chronicles 7:14 that I quoted 5 minutes ago. And ask for forgiveness and say, what can I do to help? Wasn't that a John Kennedy thought?
But
John Kennedy said, ask not what your president can do for you. Ask what you can do for your president.
Well, I tell you what, I've come to the conclusion.
God, we are.
The old Satan is alive and well down there, and the minions of him are there everywhere. There's more of them than there is of the Christians and the moral people. So all we got to do is just stand up and fight like hell. Okay?
That's it. And Margaret,
thanks for calling. I tell you what, we've got our republic. If the Democrats ever took over, God save. This election is so important. This is whether our republic survives or whether it turns into Venezuela or something worse. God help if we have the Camellia, the Harris Biden. Can you believe these people are calling it the Harris Biden? Because old Biden, I mean, there ain't nobody home, folks. That guy is dumber. He's got dementia or Alzheimer's. He ought to be sitting at home. It's just unbelievable. You just can't believe that. It's unbelievable. This guy's, there's nobody home. And he's running for president of the United States against Trump? It's going to be interesting if they have a debate. I would want to check his ears because this guy can't even get two sentences out without screwing it up. And a teleprompter. You just can't make this stuff up. How could you pick some, just like all of the Democrats? Trayvon Martin, a thug. His mama kicked him out. Gray in Baltimore. The cops all got off because it was all smoke. It was a lie. Brown in Ferguson. He tries to take the gun away from the cop and can get shot, and then he runs away, and then he runs back at him, and he gets killed. Hands up, don't shoot. And they have a white horse-drawn carriage. Oh, my God, he's so great. He did 3 felonies in 11 minutes, and he's their hero. And we got George Floyd, a damn drug addict. And he's got a white carriage and a horse-drawn. And the church is filled with all these guys. Just, oh, my God, all the tears. You just can't make this stuff up. Can't the Democrats find one person with any morals? I think not. I don't think so. You just literally cannot make this up. It's, and what's amazing is they get away with it because there's so many people watch CNN and all these other stupid lying. They are nothing more than the propaganda arm of the Democratic Party, and they're all Bolsheviks. Communist, Marxist, anarchist. They're here to overthrow our republic. And people are donating money. The NFL, 70% black. NBA, 70% black. Wait a minute, I think we need diversity there. I think we, all your whole bunch of you damn black folks need to get away. Give up your Nike contracts. Give it back at them.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I do have a homepage, AlaskaMinuteman.com, and I operate off of donations. I've got a truck that's not—it's in hock right now, and I got $500 of fuel oil. So if anybody that $250 to join, get on the list. I put out real stuff. I look up stuff for people, cases. There are two cases. One is the Mooney case that's in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals. It's 14,000 words and 7,000 words and 998 pages of appendix that documents the overthrow of our republic. We're in the Matrix. It's still there. It's just we need truth, and we got to have people. We got to have facts. The thing is, I interface with people all the time. Oh, yes, we're a corporation. We went bankrupt. I go, what's your evidence? Where's your case? Have you done anything? Need facts. I want to operate on facts, and I'm not back. Anything that's true, I'm going to do it. I've interfaced with the Montana Freeman. I interfaced with Gulf War Syndrome, paid for the first video and all that, lost a $2 million business. I don't give a damn. It was worth it. Joyce Riley helped thousands of vets. I just gave her the seed to get her started, and she did it. May she rest in peace. She was quite a woman, Joyce Riley, really an knowledgeable gal. And boy, it just pisses me off that people are after Trump. When you go after Trump, you're going after our Constitution. You're fighting, yeah, because he's trying to give the government back to the people. If he'd listen to people who listen to what he says, he did that in his opening when he was the first time with his inaugural address. When he, I'm giving the government back to you, and you've seen old Hillary and Obama frown. Oh my God, we can't have the government back in the hands of the people. We've got to keep them on the plantation. And that's where we are today. We have one constitutional court in America, Supreme Court of the United States. And that there is a fact. There is no doubt about it. You just can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. This, you literally cannot make it up. How can we be killing people when we got hydroxychloroquine and zinc and this and nebulizers that could save thousands of people, tens of thousands of people? How could we be doing the autism, taking healthy little baby boys and girls that are a year and a half old, giving them this MMR shot, and we go from 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 50 now, and then by 2030, somewhere along there, be one in every two. 50% of the children is going to have autism? But you're not going to do anything about it? God, I don't know. Where's the backbone of people? Tell you what, they're not going to shut Ralph up, I guarantee you, unless they lock me up, and they're still not going to do any good. I am so fed up with these cowardly people. Get off your butt and fight. Our republic, the same as when we took it over from the British, got our independence. We're going to give it all away. The only way our republic will fail is from within. And the Democratic Party is nothing more than Bolsheviks. Anarchists, they're doing the same thing they did in Russia. And they want to kill the leaders. I like one thing. Trump said, Dr. Jeanine Pirro. Judge Jeanine Pirro. What is going to happen on November 3rd if they get around and they do all this stuff? They're trying to burn the cities down. You know what he said? One word, insurrection. Bring out the real military. Show these little cowardly people that are burning down our stuff what the real military can do. Well, there's no chance. But we got to do it. It's up to you and me. I'm trying to educate people with facts. And I challenge anybody to challenge me. I want to have a discussion. Anyway, I say, what's up with the federales or everywhere? What's up with the Chinese virus? God, it's probably coming. See you next Sunday, God willing.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.